Memorial service for Reverend Dr. Ilse Wenck, 20th September 2002. Let us become quiet for a moment. This is the dawning of a new day, the dawning of a new awareness of who and what we are. We know we are God, and as God we are the peace and love that passes all understanding, as it is not of this world, but of the world of the infinite within us. Regardless of any illusion we see and experience, we are at all times stable and true in our inner purity and integrity. In this awareness we live. This is so and will always be so. We are gathered here for a joyful occasion. We are celebrating Ilse Wenck's graduation to another expression of life. I purposefully do not say higher, because Ilse is the first one to say, all is one and the same. There is no higher or lower. Ilse, I am happy that you were able to complete what you came to do on this plane of experience and go on to a different adventure with the love and joy that is so much a part of you. We know we are immortal. We are spiritual beings using for our time here on earth a physical vehicle we call our body, until we no longer need it on our journey of growing in conscious oneness of as God. That is when we choose to leave our body behind, when we no longer need it to express and continue to function in a more subtle way. But what we honor and remember today is Ilse's being among us in her physical body. Her earth adventure began on January 27, 1930 in Osterode, East Prussia. The 27th day of January is also the birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, not by chance, as music was always a very significant part of Ilse's life. Her mother Frieda was a pianist and a great example for Ilse, and so it does not surprise that Ilse was encouraged to study piano herself. And she has brought us many joyful hours when she played the piano for us or accompanied our joy songs with her playing. I know, Ilse, that your favorite composer was always Johann Sebastian Bach. But here I have a disc with music from Mozart. And you always said you love Mozart because it's such a happy music, and that he must have been a very happy man in his heart. So when I listen to this music, Ilse, I think of you. It's beautiful and pure, just like you. You might wonder, Ilse, why I talk about you sometimes instead of with you, because you know that I know that you are here right with us. But I choose to talk about you because I want to share with my friends who you are, the magnificent being you are. And I read and share some of your autobiography to share your life and experiences in your own words. Ilse has always talked with great love and respect of her parents, of her gentle mother, and her wise father, who has been honest and a man of great integrity. She never talked a lot about her older brother, Karlfried, because he was missed in World War II and they never heard of him again. And she had a little sister, Gerda, to whom she felt a very special bond and called her Sunshine. Ilse is a very brilliant and alert child to her inner reality. So it is easy for me to believe that little story she often related to us. And that is that she truly was disappointed that they did not allow her to walk right from the day she was born, because, as she says, she knew how. The connection to her intuitive self was always an important part on her life's journey. It saved her family's life during World War II when she was in the right place to hear where the last train from Poland to Germany would leave. But it also sometimes brought her into trouble when she went too deep into her inner adventures on other dimensions. Her purpose for coming into this life experience was to share love, and love she was seeking her whole life, and in three marriages she did not find this fulfillment. She writes of her time after the marriage, "I had many thoughts in me which I did not enlighten. They were working in me. It was about my marriage experiences. I could not release these experiences as there was only my sister with whom I could talk about it." And then she was guided to attend a seminar of the University of Healing. And that should change her life. After attending several seminars, she writes, "In this time I had a sharer who worked with me on all levels on which I could be addressed. I had many unusual experiences, and I released them because of the wonderful sharer who worked with me on all dimensions possible. Yet I could not open up completely and express on this physical level. I only know from this time that it was a blessed time." The teachings of the University of Healing became her life, and she became part of it as a student, minister, and monk. She earned her doctorate of philosophy and founded the Golden Fountain Church in El Cajon. The most significant experience in this philosophy for her was that she was encouraged to like herself and to accept the magnificent and unique person she is. She says in her autobiography, "Another engraving experience was when we said together, 'I like me.' Never in my life had I dared saying that I like me, because we were always told to say that we first liked everybody else. And now I understood that I can only like everybody else when I like myself first. My life was now new because of these many beautiful inner experiences which I had. Ilse is not only a brilliant child, but her brilliant academic talents opened doors to an exciting work career. She proved herself as a successful actress, a translator for the NATO and other major companies in Germany. But her big love is to be a philosopher, and she often challenged us with her one-pointed, sharp and alert ability of pointing in the direction of absolute when we eagerly fought for our relative viewpoints. To be a philosopher is Ilse's favorite calling, and I am sure that wherever you are, Ilse, you will always be a philosopher, a lover of wisdom, a lover of truth. Ilse, I know you as master, untouched and unpossessed by the lure of the relative world. You are courageous and unafraid. And I know that when the great moment of shifting your consciousness to a different place came for you, it was beautiful and sublime. It was and is a glorious experience for you. Like the eagle freed from its cage, you soared into your original purity and integrity in naked dignity to meet your God, absolute. Yourself in all its glory. So I remember you. So we all remember you. I love you. I want to end this remembrance for Ilse with her own words, what she wrote in her autobiography about her goal in this life experience. I am now back on campus in Campo, California. We have here the Absolute Monastery, and I am one of its monks. I am very happy and enjoy every minute of my life. We have a daily schedule with many hours of treatment, meditation and introspection. Recently I have started the study of Absolute, the first course of the University of Philosophy. I am blessed with the most precious thoughts. Only the level on which I express is reality and all the dimensions are illusions. This is what I understand and what I now work out in introspection and meditation. The absolute thoughts in the study of Absolute at the University of Philosophy open my inner gate from the awareness to my consciousness, and I consciously enjoy many events which I have experienced during the last years. Writing my autobiography opens so many gates in my consciousness, which were closed for some time. My goal is to reveal the beauty of my soul and my absolute reality that I am and everyone is. My determination is to dedicate my life to discipline diligently. Discipline and one-pointedness are the two keywords for my path. Jesus said, one-pointedness is spirit. I experience now that every day is the first day of my life. And so it is, Ilse. You are wonderful.